This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for May 20th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The American Financial Exchange, AFX, announced a new forward-looking 90-day Ameribor rate called Ameribor Term 90. This new rate is an addition to the Ameribor Term 30 rate launched in April and its other suite of product offerings. They are slowly but surely developing an American alternative to LIBOR. JLN has started to produce short, quick clips from its new videos as a way to encourage viewers to watch the complete video. This week, we produced quick clips for the Small Exchange Donnie Roberts video and the Leo Melamed video about his new book. You can check them out with a link in today's newsletter. You may have noticed there has not been advertising for FIA's IDX recently here in JLN. You can safely assume it will not be held in June, virtually or in person. There is the possibility of a fall event, which could be in person or hybrid if some of the protocols for travel and gatherings change in the coming weeks. However, there is a virtual event in June from FIA and SIFMA for you to attend, the Asset Management Derivatives Forum 2021, co-hosted with SIFMA AMG. Amid the volatility in cryptocurrencies yesterday, including Bitcoin, and crypto exchanges having issues operating properly, Crosstower put out this notice on LinkedIn. Crosstower remains up and running during this week's market volatility. All systems are online and functional. Come trade today. Bloomberg has a story titled Dollar Donkey Coin Billionaire Tales from the Fringe of the Crypto Craze. Meet the thrill-seeking traders who are prowling for profits in the wildest corners of the market, all in search of the next big coin. Except the name of the coin is not donkey. The name of the coin starts with an A and ends with two S's, which I don't include because of fear of having spam filters block JLN as a result of including that word spelled out. The Washington Post reports that India reported more than 4,500 deaths from COVID-19 on Wednesday for the prior 24 hours, the worst single-day death toll in any country since the pandemic began. While reading Leo Melamed's new book, Man of the Future, some names popped up that we did not have in Markets Wiki previously. We have added pages for Lee Freeman Sr., the former general counsel for the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, who handed the CME account over to a young Jerry Saltzman. Also, we added a page for Carol Mickey Norton, Leo's one-time bridge partner, who is credited with being the first woman to trade on the floor of the International Monetary Market, which later became a division of the CME. On May 26, QED Brussels will hold its 8th annual QED conference on cross-border regulation of financial services. QED Brussels is an organization promoting European dialogue for a better understanding of EU affairs. For you linguists, QED is an acronym of the Latin phrase quod erat demonstratum, which means what was to be demonstrated. The QED conference will be divided into two panels, with the first panel focusing on the global perspective with Alexandra Jour Schroeder, European Commission, Sharon S. Yang, U.S. Department of the Treasury, Jacqueline Mesa, FIA Inc., and Thomas Pohl, UBS Swiss Finance Council. The second panel will be an opportunity to discuss a current issue, the future of EU-UK relationship. For this second part, QED Brussels will welcome Danuta Hübner, European Parliament, Paulina Dejmek Hack, European Commission, Richard Knox, Her Majesty's Treasury, Nick Collier, City of London Corporation, and Julian Jarlot, The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Microsoft plans to pull the plug on Internet Explorer as of June 15, 2022, joining the scrap heap of 1990s technology with AOL's Instant Messengers. These were must-use technologies that will just be part of history. I have a small account with the stock trading app Public, and yesterday I sold out my holdings of ProShares short ETFs PSQ and SH, which are reverse QQQ and SPY funds. It was a small hedge against stocks falling. What I don't like is that we have to wait for the T+3 for the trade to settle before I can use those funds to trade again. In futures, you can not only trade again after you get out of a trade, but you can use the open interest gains to trade the new position. I have been spoiled by years of futures trading. Of course, one does not want to use all of one's funds for managing futures at one time. In stocks with the higher margins and lower to zero leverage, that is not as much of an issue. Where's my income tax refund? I have not received my 2019 income tax refund yet. I am not alone. According to the Wall Street Journal, there are 335,000 taxpayers still waiting for their 2019 refunds. That number is down from 7 million at the start of the year. Harlan Tenpass said I had a couple of details wrong in my story yesterday, but the essence of it was correct. I told him when the legend is better than the truth, print the legend. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. I did shoot an Open Outcry Traders History Project video with Patrick Mulcrone, a partner at Advantage Futures, CME board member, and former floor broker in T-bills and Eurodollar futures. Support our efforts to preserve industry history. You can donate to our GoFundMe campaign or participate in one of our video series and tell your story of participating in Open Outcry or making electronic trading work. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Register for the Virtual Asset Management Derivatives Forum. FIA and SIFMA AMG are bringing you a virtual take on the Asset Management Derivatives Forum in 2021. Join us for virtual programming on June 8th and 9th, during which market participants from all sides of a trade and leading regulators will examine the latest developments impacting the use of derivatives by asset managers. This year's keynote speakers are Dan Berkovitz, Commissioner of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, Catherine McGinnis, Chair of the Policy and Resources Committee for the City of London, and Allison Herron-Lee, Commissioner at the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The ECB's financial stability report is scary reading. As Christine Lagarde knows, this is not the time to submit to monetary hawks. Christine Lagarde has a critical meeting of the European Central Bank's Governing Council coming up on June 10th. As usual, this will encompass a quarterly review of inflation and growth forecasts, an exercise that lets the ECB take stock of the impact of its monetary policy measures. But this time, the gathering will also be a serious test of ECB President Lagarde's ability to quell the hawkish rumblings on the council. My comment, once upon a time, there was a scary economist who reported, Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business. Kenilworth Mansion, with ties to World Fairs, takes 9 years to sell. A couple saved the historic property from demolition, but appear to have profited little, if at all, for their effort. The couple who rescued a Kenilworth mansion that is layered with historical connections sold it after 9 years on the market and almost $4 million in price cuts. Sharon and Gerald Putnam sold the six-bedroom, 10,700-square-foot house on Essex Road on May 11th for $5 million. They first put it on the market in April 2012 at $8.95 million. My comment, this would be the house of former Archipelago CEO Jerry Putnam. Here's another story from Bloomberg. World's largest iceberg breaks off in Antarctica as glaciers retreat. The Antarctica ice sheet is warming faster than the rest of the planet. An iceberg the size of the Spanish island of Majorca has broken off the coast of Antarctica, with measurements taken from satellites and planes confirming it is now the world's largest. My comment, anyone want to establish a new floating country? Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. The most clicked story on Wednesday was an announcement from ICE. Intercontinental Exchange makes strategic investment in Bondlink. The second was a JLN video interview with derivatives industry legend Leo Melamed. Leo Melamed is man of the futures. And the third most clicked was a fintech release. Vermiculus signs a new agreement for providing its microservices-based clearing solution. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.